Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Pneumaticost. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. And this morning, our topic is God's gift of spiritual resilience. Resilience has been defined as the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. It also means toughness. This morning, we will be studying from Genesis chapter 39, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had, with Joseph in charge. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well-built and handsome, and after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even to be with her. One day, when he was in the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside, she caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left her cloak, his cloak in her hand, and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story. That Hebrew, notice the impersonal reference, that Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of a house. In our last show, we discussed Joseph's background, that he was Jacob's youngest son, and Jacob loved him, and so he therefore made him a beautiful coat of many colors. And because of that, his brothers were envious of him. And we read that they hated him. They had intense emotional revulsion for their brother. They set him up. They stripped him, put him in a well, and sold him to traders who were going to Egypt. So Joseph suffered terrible abuse in his home. And when Joseph gets to Egypt, God is with him. It is important to note that God did not save Joseph out of his trial. God saved Joseph within his trial. God was building spiritual character in Joseph. And so therefore, God showed Joseph his grace and that he was with him in an extraordinary manner. Joseph finds himself as a slave in Egypt within Potiphar's house. Even this was designed by God. Potiphar watches carefully this young man and notes in verse 3, when his master saw that the Lord was with him and that everything and that the Lord gave him success in everything. And in last show I explained that the word success here means to come mightily. That the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. And Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. In the Old Testament, this is called blessing by association. Blessing by association. And we discussed the Hebrew word barak, which means to bless. And in ancient Hebrew pictograms, it is a picture of a camel bending down on its knees so that the rider could dismount. And so to barak means to bow the knee. And so God is showing extraordinary favor in the life of Joseph. And Potiphar knows this, that this is a very unique person. Not in spite of the wounds that Joseph has suffered, but God has sanctified his wounds. And God is using his wounds to mold him into a very wonderful person. And we're going to see in chapter 39 why Joseph is the kind of person he is. God chose him for a specific reason, and God is going to use him in a mighty way, not only in Potiphar's house, but Joseph is going to be promoted by God because of his very deep and rich spiritual character. Now, in verse 5 we read, From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. Now, as we go down, and verse 6 we read, so he left in Joseph's care everything he had with Joseph in charge. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now, Joseph was well-built and handsome. This is at the end of verse 6. So, it also reads, Joseph was beautiful of form. That is, he had both a beautiful personality, as denoted by the Hebrew, and a great physical form, too. And this, or these characteristics, did not go unnoticed by Potiphar's wife. Verse 7, and after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, come to bed with me. This is the tell active in the Hebrew. Come to bed with me. But he steadfastly refused. Verse 8. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even to be with her. Joseph is under intense pressure. He has refused to be seduced by Potiphar's wife, but she is persistent in pursuing the young Joseph. This temptation has been allowed to come into his life in order that we might see something of the character of this person. Yes, he could have succumbed, he could have given in to what she wanted, but he refused. He could have secretly slept with her, but Psalm 90 tells us that our secret sins here are open scandals in heaven. And Joseph did not want to compromise his character. So the temptation is real, and the pressure is real. She continues to go after him for what she desires. She is obsessed with him, and she is obsessed with the attempt to seduce Joseph. Verse 11, one day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, come to bed with me. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. And there he is, half naked, embarrassed, getting away from the source of temptation. He is still not going to allow this individual to subvert God's will for his life. He said to her, "My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" See, Joseph understood that primarily all sin is against God. Joseph understood that sin is any want or lack of conformity to the character of God, whether it be in act, disposition, or state. And so he wanted to please God. Paul wrote that all who would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, or literally would be hunted down as wild beasts. See, both the Old Testament writing prophets and the oral prophets before them who spoke the word of God but did not write down their prophecies, and also the apostles of the New Testament and the other believers that we read about in the book of Acts, understood that if one was to be a follower of the way, then there would be extraordinary pressure. They understood that the temptation or the temptations that would be faced are real. Joseph is under pressure. And look where he is now placed. It seems as if he is in spiritual compromise, but he is not. Now he will be accused of being in spiritual compromise. Let's go on. Verse 13. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." See, Joseph's life has both blessing and conflict. Joseph's life is a very unique life. He is a gifted individual, and he is an individual of remarkable integrity. He does not want to compromise or sin before God. And here is an individual who does not know anything about his past and the wounds he suffered in his home. Joseph's desire is to do good for Potiphar. Joseph has been promoted by God, and he understands this, and so therefore he does not want to sin against God. Here is another crisis situation in Joseph's life. Remember that he was placed in a well by his brothers because of their envy. And here's another individual who wants something from him, who wants him to compromise himself, but he refuses. And so she manufactures a phony cover so that she will not be blamed for the injustice that she has tried to do to this young individual whose only desire is to serve God and to be honorable to Potiphar and his household, including his wife. Verse 16, she kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him the story. That Hebrew, and now the impersonal language, that Hebrew slave who you brought to us came to me to make sport of me. Soon, as I screamed for help, he left his club beside me and ran out of the house. And so notice once again that Jacob loved his son Joseph and gave him a beautiful cloak of many colors. And now we see once again the cloak motif reintroduced in Joseph's life. Verse 18, but as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house. And so, once again, the cloak motif, or the cloak, is used to lie about him. Jacob has brought a tattered cloak as proof that his son had been destroyed by a wild animal. And here, a cloak is being used as evidence against him for a crime he did not commit. He did not attempt sexual harassment or to sexually abuse Potiphar's wife. Verse 19. But when his master heard the story, his wife told him, saying, this is how your slave treated me. He burned or glowed with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And so now Joseph faces a tragic reversal of circumstances. And so we see within Joseph's life the tension of blessing and persecution, kindness and favor, promotion and success. Joseph was placed in the Hebrew what is called the round house. And again, the well motif is reintroduced to us. Joseph is taken away, and he is put in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Here is God's gift of spiritual resilience in the life of Joseph. Because he refused to dishonor Potiphar's wife, and his desire was to have a consistent walk with his God, even though circumstances are reintroduced into his life that seem to be out of favor with God, that seem to be out of the will of God for him, Joseph cannot be held down. God has tremendous blessings in store for him. Joseph cannot see that he will be promoted. Now, when he was placed in the well and brought to Egypt by the traders, there was no way he understood that this was God's will, because we read in Psalm 105, verse 17, that fetters were placed on him that hurt him. But then we read in that same passage that his soul came into iron. I love that. You see, resilience also means toughness, not only the ability to bounce back from circumstances or difficulties, but resilience also means toughness. And so the psalmist tells us that Joseph's soul came into iron. And so the situations, the tragic situations that were brought into his life to mean his undoing made him strong. Made him tough. Gave him a unique vision that was, of life that was blessed by God. He was God's man to be used in God's time. And so therefore God was uniquely directing his life toward that end. That is, in the Greek, the word is telos. Joseph had a unique end to his life, and he knew that God was using him. Telos. God has a unique end for your life and mine. And God wants us to glean from Genesis 39 and understanding that spiritual resilience is his gift to us, and that you and I need to keep on keeping on. God will bless you because you have sought to honor his name and to live by the truth of the word of God. Now, there may be those around you who want to bludgeon your faith with their words and deeds against you. But you know Psalm 23. You know that the Lord is your shepherd. Joseph is being shepherded by the Lord. He is being guided by the Lord. Notice, he goes from Potiphar to prison, and he is under the prison warden. God gives him grace in the eyes of the prison warden. Verse 22 reads, "So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there." The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. That is, to come mightily. See, this is why the enemy seeks to repress or hold down you and I. God has given you great success. We read in the New Testament that we are super conquerors through Christ. We are super conquerors through Jesus. We see this in the life of Joseph. God has a blessing for your life. God wants to bless you. God has already blessed you. God wants you to be a super conqueror in Christ. Be consistent in your faith walk. Study God's word. Study God's word carefully. Study with attention, with intention. And you will be blessed. We have to mine the nuggets of the Word of God. And we have to have within our hearts that consistent effort in which we seek to study and learn what God has for us. Jesus said, "Learn of me. Learn of me." This morning, learn to study God's word with attention. I will see you next time on Pneumaticos. This is your host, Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.